Good afternoon. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Christian Well, where you are the church. Ladies and gentlemen, I have figured out the meaning of life. I have figured out the purpose of life. I have figured out what billions of people that have walked the face of this planet have failed to figure out. I have figured out the most noble of things. I've figured out the most pure of things. I figured out the most excellent and praiseworthy of things. My brothers and sisters, I have figured out God. But before I tell you the answer, I want you to realize something. I want you to realize something. Everyone and everything, everyone and everything is connected. We're all connected. Plants, trees, animals, people, every living thing on this planet is connected. And that one connection is God. That one connection is God. Believe it or not, we're all living as one because we are one. Because we are God. Your mom is God. Your dad is God. The neighbor down the street is God. That drunk down the street is God. Even your ex-girlfriend that you used to date is God. Although I had an ex-girlfriend one time that I thought was Satan, but it turns out she was just crazy. But God's spirit is inside of each and every one of us. Inside of each and every one of us. If we look at 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple?" It says, "And that God's Spirit dwells in your midst." This is why the Bible says don't judge. It says it over and over, don't judge, because when you judge someone, you're actually judging God. You're actually judging God. If we look at Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It did not say some. It did not say most. It said all. It said all have sinned. So let's face it. Let's be honest. We're all doing something wrong. All of us. None of us are perfect. Whether it's cussing, looking at bad things on the internet or the television, whether it's smoking pot, drinking alcohol, gossiping, gluttony, I mean stealing, lying, the list goes on and on. And I'll be the first person. I'll be the first person to say I've almost done all of these things that I just named in my younger years. I might have missed one, but I've done almost all of them. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Listen, you're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And we will never be perfect. Never. Your mother? Not perfect. Sorry, Mom, if you're watching me out on social media. Your dad? Not perfect. Sorry, Dad. Your neighbor that lives down the street, not perfect. Your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, not perfect. But you know who is perfect? You know who's perfect? God. God is perfect. And since we're all connected by the same God, that makes us perfect. That makes us perfect. When you show love instead of judging someone, we are living the law. We are. When you show love instead of judging someone, we are perfect. We are perfect. Jesus summed up the whole law. He summed up the whole Bible in just two sentences. And I'm sure you guys probably know what I'm about to say. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. He summed up the whole law with just those two sentences. But here's the last sentence to that. He said, there is no greater commandment than these. He commanded us. My brothers and sisters, the meaning of life is love. The meaning of life is love. The whole Bible and all of its mysteries are about love. From the beginning of it to the end of it, from the moment God created this earth to the moment Jesus gave his life on that cross for our sins. From every sin that you've ever committed in your whole life to every good deed you've ever done in your whole life comes down to love. It comes down to love. I'm serious. Even every single emotion you've ever had, every emotion you've ever had in your life comes from love or the lack of it. We all know when you help someone. We all know when you help someone that it's you're showing love to them. It's because you love them. Or it's because you love God and you want to show God you love Him. That's the easy one. That's why we help people. But what about hate? What about when we show hate to someone? Or jealousy? Or anger? You only hate someone because most likely you used to love them. Or you only hate someone because most likely they're trying to take away the things you do love or trying to hurt someone that you do love. What about being insecure? We've all felt that way before. Maybe your insecurities stem from something happened when you were a child. Maybe your father left when you were real young, or you never knew your father. Maybe you never felt the warmth of your father's love. So everyone you meet, you're just trying to get their approval. You're just trying to get their love. Every single emotion we have is a byproduct of love. It's a byproduct of love. Either we were shown love or we were not shown love. We all want the same thing. We all want love. That's all any of us ever want. I'm serious. They proved it with science. Watch this. They took a lab rat and put it in a maze by itself. Little lonely old rat in a maze. And then they took one bottle of regular water, and then they took one bottle of cocaine water. They mixed cocaine in with the water, and they put the rat in there. And guess what happened? That rat went to that cocaine every single time because he was addicted. That's all he wanted. All he wanted was that cocaine water. But watch this. The scientists put another rat in the cage with that one rat. Guess what happened? That rat that was addicted, he stopped drinking the cocaine water. He stopped altogether. All he wanted was somebody to, a companion. All he wanted was someone to love. All he wanted, just love. It's what we all want. Instead of judging our brothers and sisters, why don't we try being brothers and sisters? Let's try that. Let's try loving them. Let's try asking them why. Let's try asking them why. What happened to make you an alcoholic? What happened to make you a womanizer? What void are they trying to fill with that alcohol? And I'd be willing to bet 9 times out of 10, it is love. Love. My brothers and sisters, love your brothers and sisters. Love them. When you love others, you love God. When you judge others, you judge God. Matthew 6:15 says, "But if you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive you of your sins." If we can forgive others like we should, if we can just do that, if we can have heaven right here, right now. We can have heaven on earth. We can. If we make it, if we learn to forgive others, if we learn to love others, we can have heaven right here, right now. But do we have heaven right here, right now? No. We've made it a hell. We've made it a hell by our greed. By our greed, by our hatred towards others. By our unforgiving hearts. By our love of money. Our love of power. Me, 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 me. We've all been there before. I'm guilty of it. My brothers and sisters, when the power of love is greater than the love of power, then and only then, our world would change. Then and only then, we'll be walking in peace and harmony with our brothers and sisters. Then and only then we'll truly be brothers and sisters. Listen closely to this last scripture. It's Colossians 2:2. It says, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding." It goes on to say, "In order that they may know the mystery of God." I told you I figured out the mysteries of God, and it's to be united in love. It's to be united in love. To know God is to love God. And to love God is to love your neighbor. That's the whole point. Whether black or white, whether male or female, whether Baptist or Buddhist, whether Methodist or Mason, whether gay or straight, or whether Christian or Muslim, or whether Mexican or American, whether above the earth, under the earth, or on the earth, He is the God of all. He's the God of all. He is the maker of all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is the meaning of life. This right here. And love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. This is the purpose of God. This is the purpose of life. My brothers and sisters, we need to strive for one church. We need to strive for one church under God, with liberty and justice and forgiveness of all. And my brothers and sisters, that church is called love. That church is called love. God love you and God bless you. I'd like to say a prayer before we close today. If everyone would bow their heads, and everyone on social media. Heavenly Holy Father, Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've done for us. You are the King of Kings. You are the maker of all blessings. All good things come down from you, Lord. And we'd just like to thank you, especially this is Thanksgiving week, Lord. And just help us to keep things in focus and prioritize. It's not about the turkey. It's not even about the family getting together with them, although that is wonderful. It's about you. It's about giving thanks to you, Lord, for your never-ending love. We are truly thankful for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you guys would like a copy, or if anybody on social media would like a copy, go to the ChristianWell.org, Facebook, ChristianWell.org, YouTube. You can get a copy of this one, any of our previous ones. And if you have any prayer requests, email them to me at PastorRoss@theChristianWell.org. That's pretty much it. I thank y'all for joining us for this week's message, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Amen.